to shiver them back.
Do
let's
you
begin.
Get, robbed?
We're at the two dots. We're at the two dots. Let's start here. Dalet Amud Aleph by the two dots right in the middle of the Yomid. Okay? Let's begin. Okay, let's see inside. Says the Gemara Gufa, we learned earlier. The Yatzah Chinam, we learned earlier. Earlier always means earlier, and here it happens to be earlier in the Amud. Okay? It says earlier in the Amud. It says Beferish Lomaisa. We learned it. Remember that Tysus was out of order? Remember the Tysus on the Daf Dimas Yatzah was out of order? And we did that Tysus actually when it was quoted in the Gemara. The Gemara said it about the 10th line from the top, right? So goof is always mentioned earlier. So we're holding by the two dots, but the Gemara mentioned earlier on the Omen. Okay? So it said goof of Yatzah Chinam Elu Yemei Bagris, Ein Kesef Elu Yemei Naris. So Yatzah Chinam tells me Bagris. Bagris means that you go what? That you go free at the age of 12 and a half if she's a if she was sold to a Adon. Ein kesef elei naris. When she's sold as a ketana, she grows to the age of 12, which is naris. We've mentioned a few times the three ages in halacha. Below the age of 12 is a ketana. 12 to 12 and a half is a nara. 12 and a half is bogeris. So therefore, we said b'feirish, Allah Kalamaisi, we said that Guv Yatzachinim Elim Bagris, Ein Kesef Elim Naris. So the Gemara asks an obvious kasha. Okay? What's the obvious kasha? But before we get to the Gemara's obvious kasha, it's a little bit difficult. What should come up in one's mind? The kasha, many Rishonim ask is, last time I checked, 12 becomes before 12 and a half. You don't need a PhD in mathematics to be able to realize that. So why would the Gemara on the Drasha mention Eli Yimei Bagris and then Ein Kesef Eli Yimei Naris? Okay, everyone got that, Kasha? 12 should be mentioned before 12 and a half. So since 12 should be mentioned before 12 and a half, wouldn't you think, Lamaisa, that it should be in opposite order? So that's the Kasha that all the Rishonim are asking, including the Taisus that we actually did before the break in Dimamask of Yatzah. So let's say outside what Taisus says, which will be connected with another Taisus Bishim, we'll see if we get to it today and share. And that is that, I'll tell you why Ein Kesef has to be Mibe Bagris. Because what's the drasha that we learned from Ein Kesef? Ein Kesef La'adon Zeh, when a master owns an Amivriya, what happens when the Amivriya goes free? Does the Adon get any money? No. He gets not a penny. So it's Yatzachinim Ein Kesef. But which Adon does get money? Which Adon does get money? When a father marries off his daughter, he does get money. Because he's an Adon over her. So when does the father have the ability to marry off his daughter? What age? 12 to 12 and a half. 12 and a half, she's on her own. So you know for sure that Ein Kesef is referring to Naris. Therefore, by process of elimination, the Yatzah Chinam, the first phrase, has to be talking about Bagris. That's Tysus' answer. Okay? That's Tysus' answer, Lamaisa, why he says it Beferish, that it comes out that way. And that's the Tysus' Dermask of Yatzah. Tysus says that Beferish, okay? Tysus says that Beferish. That's what he's Masber, Halach Lamaisa. But the truth of the matter is that in that Tysus' Dermask of Yatzah, let's get it down, the Atzmus Yatzah says it would be much better to mention Naris first. Why? Because chronologically, what comes first? Naris comes before Bagris. That's what the Atzmus Yosef points out. And the Ritva says the same thing. Naris also comes first. So it would be very appropriate that it should have switched. And the Marsha elaborates, and he says, there's good reason to put Naris first. Because which is a bigger Chiddush? Which is a bigger Chiddush? To go free when she's a Nara or when she's a Bogeris?
Nara.
So Nara should be first. Halacha Lamaisa. So why does it say Bagris? You always want to say the Derech, biggest Chiddush first. That's the Derech of the Tana. We always mention the biggest Chiddush first. That's the Derech in Shas, like we're going to see by Tosha V'Sachir. The bigger Chiddush is mentioned first. That what? It says Nirtza, right? Nirtza doesn't eat Truma. Then it mentions the smaller Chiddush, which is he's working there temporarily. And the Marsha says, don't slug it up that Toshav means Nirtza, like the Rashi says in the Gemara, which we'll get to. The question is, why did the Torah write Nirtza first? So the answer is that we always say the biggest Chiddush first. Okay? The answer is we say the biggest Chiddush first. I'm sorry, what's motivating Tais Kasha is number one, chronologically, Nara should be mentioned first. And number two, what are we saying? That the biggest Chiddush should be mentioned first. So the two elements we're saying in Tosfos when the Rishonim asked this kasha that Naris should come before Bagris. What are the two svaras? Chronologically, Naris comes before Bagris. Halacha l'maisa. And number two is Naris a bigger chiddush. What does the word chiddush mean? What is the word chiddush? Tosfos says in Yevamos Daf Zayin, Davar what? Davar asos is a klal, something that goes against the grain. It's a bigger chiddush. To say at an earlier age she goes free is a bigger chiddush. So therefore, that should have been mentioned first. So what's the answer? The answer of Tosfos is what we said. V'yatzachinim ein kasev. Ein kasev tells me that what? Who gets the money? The father. When does a father able to marry her off? Only when she's 12. So you know ein kasev is naris. By process of elimination, v'yatzachinim is bagris. The Ritva gives an answer, and the Shita lo nodu l'mi says that the Tana's makdim bagris because it's pshita tfei. He says, no, the Tana wanted to say what's more pashut first. And what's more posher that she goes free when she's 12 and a half at the age of Bagris. Okay, very good. Okay? I couldn't hear you. What?
Her second question was that the bigger fetish is that we mentioned first.
Yes, so the Ritva says not though. This particular Tana wanted to teach Yonah the more simple thing first, okay? Even though it is the derech of the Tana normally to say a bigger chiddush, but the Tana wanted to start with something more posher. Okay. That's what he wanted to break that premise, our particular Tana. But Tosfos seems to want, Tosfos gives a different terrace to that kasha. So that's the first verse Mahalach we had to mention right here, right off the two dots before we ask the kasha. Yes, go ahead, Yon. Go ahead, Pinchas. What do you say?
Who mentions the bigger finish?
Couldn't hear you.
Who mentions the
pshat
of the bigger finish?
The Marashah. The Marashah says that's what motivated Tosfos to say it should mention what? Naris first. There are two reasons to mention Naris first. Number one, chronologically, Naris comes before Bagris. Number two, it's a bigger finish. Okay? Those are two elements why the Rishonim are going to ask this kasha. Okay, why should you mention it first? Halacha l'maisa. That's what Yosef and the Ritva say. The chronological. The Marashah says the issue of the bigger chiddush. Okay, the Ritva just answers that it's more. She wanted to say the more pshita were first. Yonah is pointing out that this time is going against the regular. You're right. That's number one. Number two, Tosfos gave his terrors. Now we knew V'yatzachinim main name Kasa was talking about Kiddush, was talking about Naris. Okay? So by process of elimination, you know V'yatzachinim is talking about what? Bagris. Okay, good. That's the pshat in the Gemara, the first line. Let's go weiter now. Let's see inside, guys, okay? Gemara asked the Kasha. Lechtov, usually I call upon guys, Lamaisa, to read. Lamaisa, today I'll do the read. The beginning. Okay? We don't want to, I'll do the first day, okay? First day back. So here we go. Frekta Gemara. Let's see. Frekta Gemara. Velechta Rachmana Naris Velobai Bagris. It's a great kasha. Let the Torah write Naris that she goes free. And we don't have to teach Bagris at all. Right? Just teach that. Halacha L'maisa. So Gemara says the following answer. Amar Rabba Bozeh V'limid Alzeh. What that means basically is process of elimination. That's basically what that means. Amar Rabba Bozeh V'limid Alzeh. What that means is basically a process of elimination. So what I mean to say is as follows. And Rashi says, let's look at Rashi inside. Bozev elimin azeh. You got Rashi? Mitoch shelo pirish narus b'mikra. Since the Torah did not elucidate narus explicitly, elim elav hulamad. We learned it on its own. She'ein lanu dover acher litlos yitziyasa b'zu. Yitziyasa bo. There's no other assumption we should make regarding this yitziyah. Hutzruch lichtov shneim. Therefore, the Torah had to write both. The kus of chad, because if you only had one slot, havamina bagris, hudash, minin kro, only 12 and a half. Aval naris lo mafik lo. By naris, you wouldn't go out at the age of 12. Bach avero, its friend, the other slot comes, the lomad alav, and teaches it, al limit alav, al korcha chad minau lenaris asa. Because you know by definition it's talking about what? You know by definition what is it talking about? You know by definition it's talking about Bagris, so obviously what do you need the slot for? The other slot comes and tells me that what? That the not only is Bagris do the job, but also Naris does the job as well. That's the notion of what? That's the notion of Bozev Elimin Azeh. You follow me by process of elimination? In other words, if you only had one slot, what would you say? She'd go free at what?
Bagris,
excellent. The other slot tells me not only is it Bagris or something else. What is it? It's Naris. Okay? And we already were Masra. How do you know which phrase, part of the phrase meant what? Correct? How do we know which phrase meant Naris and Bagris? Because Ein Kesef's got to mean Naris, right? Because of the drush of Ein Kesef Lezeh, Yesh Kesef Lado Nacher. So that's where you have the process of elimination. I have Ein Kesef referring to Naris, Yotzachin is talking about Bagris. Okay, good. Where did this concept of Baal Zev Limanaz, I would say, is kind of like one of the Yigim Lomidos. We don't have it in our Siddur in the morning, but it's very similar to that. So the Gemara wants to look for a model for that. That's why I think it's so rare. We don't really have it, Lamaisa. It's so rare we don't have it. The Gemara wants to find a model. Where else do we have it in Shas? So the Gemara quickly picks it up and says like this. Let's see it. It says, Midi Dahave. What do the words Midi Dahave mean? We always want to translate every word. Let's make sure we get every word. What's Midi Dahave mean? Similar. Midi Dahave means similar. You can't translate it literally. Midi Dahave always means similar. Midi Dahave Atoshev is Sakhir. Now, what's the din of Atoshev is Sakhir? There is a halacha. I want you guys to make sure we get this, okay? What's the definition of an Eved Ivri? An Eved Ivri is a full Jewish man who possibly, Lamaisa, did an Aveira, and he stole money, and he had no money to pay it back. So what happens? The Torah says, Beis Din sells him. That's called an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a full-fledged Jew. He's chayav all mitzvahs, no problem. What happens if the guy who bought him was a Kohen? A Kohen has the privilege to eat what? Truma. Can an Eved Ivri eat Truma? Not a chance. If he eats Truma, he's chayav bisa b'deshamayim. What did it say in the Chumash? Perikov Beis posa gud v'chol zar l'yochol kodesh. Toshiv Kohen v'sachir l'yochol kodesh. A zar cannot eat Truma. If a zar eats Truma, he's chayav bisa b'deshamayim. So Gemara in Sanhedrin pay gimel amud beis. An Eved Ivri also cannot eat Truma. It's owned by a Kohen. Who cares? An Eved Ivri cannot eat Truma. That's the din. Al pi halacha. Okay? He cannot eat Truma. If he eats Truma, he's chayav bisa b'deshamayim. Please get this. But an Eved Knaini can't eat Truma. What is the definition of an Eved Knaini? Please get it. Based on the Rambam, what's an Eved Knaini? You have a goy. You buy him off the slave market. He's a goy, regular goy. You buy him off the slave market. You give him mila. You put him in mikveh. What's the din? The din, he's a half-Jew, the Rambam says. He's chayav mitzvahs like a Jewish woman. What do I mean to say about that? That he's chayav mitzvahs like a Jewish woman. He's chayav it all lavin. And he's chayav mitzvahs eshe shelo bizman grama. Okay? His mom is a half-Jew. When he's freed and he wants to become a full Jew, what does the Rambam write? He has to go to a mikveh a second time. And that's a din d'oraisa. To be mashlim is Kedushas Yisrael. To complete his Kedushas Yisrael. The Mukhi Yosef says he's already almost fully Jewish. All he has to go to the mikveh a second time is Midrabanan. But we classically assume like the Rambam. Okay, you guys got to know that. That's the fundamental distinction of Eved Ivri, Eved Knaini. In Eved Ivri we talked about you can sell yourself or you can Beis Din sell you. Okay? You got me? There are two ways to become an Eved Ivri. You could sell yourself or Beis Din sold you because you stole, you had no money to pay back. What's the difference regarding Truma? An Eved Ivri has no heter to eat Truma. None at all. If he eats Truma, he's chayav misa b'deshamayim. Zar l'yochol kodesh. An Eved Knaini can eat Truma because he's kinyan kaspel. You follow me? He's called kinyan kaspel. What is kinyan kaspel? He's mamish like chattel. An Eved Knaini can eat Truma. Can. C-A-N. He's mamish kinyan kaspel. Okay? Now, Pinchas pointed out, the Gemara in Tet Zayin Amanaf calls Gufo Konui also by an Eved Ivri, but that's Lagabe a different din. Lagabe Truma, the only Gufo Konui is an Eved Knaini, not an Eved Ivri. Okay?
It says a Chol Zar, though.
Chol Zar L'Yochel Kodesh. Special Heter, special Kinyan Kaspel, special Heter for an Eved Knaini, Svi, that he can eat Truma. Special Kzeres HaKosov. But anyone else can't eat a czar, and an Eved Ivri is a czar. That's why an Eved Ivri can't eat. Look at Rashi, guys. Zok Rashi. Midi dahavi atoshev zahir. Dechsiv gabi truma lemidr shachi. Toshav. Ha'omer etzol truma. Toshav koin v'sachir l'yocho kodesh. It says toshav ha'omer etzol truma. Toshav koin v'sachir l'yocho kodesh. It says it beferish. That he cannot eat. Zek kinyin in olam. Eved Ivri anirtsa biyad. Okay, we're going to see that vayter in the Gemara. Let's just read it. Back to the Gemara. Midi dahave atoshev v'sachir. Desani, it says in the Braisa, toshav ze kanui kinyan olam. What's toshav kinyan olam? What's toshav kinyan olam mean? What does that mean? Forever. What's the case? It's nirtza. After 6 years, what'd he do? He pierced his ear because he wants to stay by the guy forever. Why did he pierce his ear? The Gemara says, chav bezim and alf. Because the same ear that heard in Hart Sinai that the only master we have is Hashem, this guy selects to have another master forever, we pierce his right ear on the doorpost. That's what it means at Kinyan Olam. The Kinyan Olam can never eat Truma. If a Kinyan Olam can't eat Truma, Sachir Zeh Kinyan Shonim, Again, Desanya Toshav Zeh Kanui Kinyan Olam. Sakhir Zeh Kanui Kinyan Shonim. Yomar Toshav Velo Yomar Sakhir. If it just said Toshav, just say Toshav and don't learn Sakhir. And I'll learn a Kavachom. Vani Omer Kanui Kinyan Olam Ein Ocho. Kanui Kinyan Shonim Lo Kol Shekein. What do you need two slots for? If a permanent guy can't eat, how much more so the temporary guy can't eat? So what's the answer? So Gemara says like this. Elu Kane, Hayisi Omer, the Brisa says, Toshav, what would I interpret Toshav? Zekanui Kinyan Shonim. I would think Toshav is a what? Is a temporary guy. Ava Kanui Kinyan Olam Ochel. But I think a permanent guy could eat. That's what would happen if I only had one slot. Because I would think that one slot's referring to who? The temporary guy. But the permanent guy, I would say what? I would say the permanent guy could eat. Lamaisa comes there, bas sakhir, v'limin al toshav, sha'afa pishikanu ikinin olam ein ochel, that even though you have a kinin olam, you can't eat. We got it? So what do you see from here? You see the same type of process of elimination. They have two slots, the second slot is megala, what the first slot means. So therefore, at the end of the day, both types of evidiris cannot what? Cannot eat truma. Done deal. So too here. When it comes to what? Bagris, and when it comes to Naris, both of them release her and that's it. Both of them release her al-pi-din, al-pi-halacha. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, one teaches on the other. Because if I only had one slot, what would I do? I would think that Bagris releases her, but Naris doesn't. The fact that I have two slots tells me both tracks. And don't ask me that kasha about a kol shekein. Because that kol shekein kasha can't get off the ground. Because if I only had one slot, I wouldn't think that. I would think only what? I would think only Bagris. I would think only what? Which guy cannot eat truma? The temporary guy. Up till 6 years, but not the permanent guy. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
I can just say, when you say Toshav, you wouldn't know that he's a Kanuk Kinyan Olam, right?
I couldn't hear you. What?
If you say Toshav, you wouldn't know that he's a Kanuk Kinyan Olam.
That's what he's saying.
So why don't you say Kanuk Kinyan Olam, and then you know everything?
No, but there's two terms in the Torah we're using. Toshav and Sakhir. So we work with only those two phrases. I would think that Toshav is a temporary guy. It's possible. That's what I would think if I only had one slot. That's correct. And Toshav is taught. That is correct. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now that I have both, Sakhir tells me that Toshav means permanent forever.
That's why you wouldn't know what Toshav means.
Because Toshav just could mean a settler for a little bit.
So
doesn't mean permanent. Let's look at Rashi. Look what Rashi says. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? He says, Zekonu ikinin olam. Evid ivi anirtsu biyad kohen, vafapikin ein gufo kanui lo. There's that phrase. But Pinchas said to me on Tetzayin, his gufo is kanui. That's for different dinyanim, for being star, for being going free with the star. But agabi truma, his gufo is not kanui. Kishar avadim knanim lecho betruma. And evikani is gufo kanui. It's kinin kaspo. Kinin shonim shlo yigi lo adayin she shonim. Look at this now. Bas achir valimit al toshav. You're forced to say one of them is referring to Nirtza. Why? Once you have both written, then you can say what you're saying. What does Toshav mean? If you had a translator, more of a permanent guy. That fits in with Nirtza. Nirtza is permanent. He's settling by the guy more than 6 years. Okay, so we got that clear? Everyone got it? That's the Chiddush Lamaisa that we have what so far in the Gemara. Yeah? Ba'zev alimin azeh. Chlorkite? Yeah? Everyone got a chlor? We got the model for it? I believe the Gemara wanted to bring a model because it's a new type of what? This is a new type of hermeneutic. It's not in the Yud Gimel Midas. Maybe it's in the Lamed Beis Midas. I didn't check of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. But it's a ba'zev alimin azeh. So the Gemara gives a model for it because it's not so well known. Okay. One slot, I would think Bagris. One slot, I would think what? Temporary guy can't eat. But Naris, she doesn't go free. And if you're permanent, you could eat truma. Okay? All right, very well. Let's see the Taisus now. Ba'zev alimin azeh. Okay. So I started the Gemara. Let's see from the beginning of the Taisus. Okay, Daniel, go ahead. Let's see Taisus inside. Ba'zev alimin azeh. Go ahead. What do you say?
Pirish.
Read it. Start from the Dibra Mask. Yeah, go ahead.
Pirish. You lo kasa el echad.
Excellent. In other words, what the Gemara is saying, if you only had one slot, which is more logical that she goes free? The earlier age or the later age? The later age. Bagris. Done. Right? That's what's more logical. Go ahead. That's what it means, Nira Yoser, more logical. Go ahead, Vim Tomar. Yeah, what do you need Vyatzachinim, which tells me Bagris to reveal the Ein Kesef to Amat Naris? Go ahead. Oh, we already know that what? Ein Kesef is talking about what? Naris. How do we know? Daha what? In Cain.
In Cain.
Oh, the Ilu what? The cave in Shabagra, once she becomes a Bogaris, he can't marry her off. So what's Tysus Kasha? What's Tysus Kasha? It's like the Gemara says we discovered America. V'yatzachinim tells me what? What's V'yatzachinim tell me? Bagris. And what does Ein Kesef tell me? Naris. Like V'yatzachinim did the deal. There's a new slot, right? The new slot told me that the first slot has got to be talking about Naris. The other slot is talking about Bagris. V'yatzachinim taught me the Ein Kesef is talking about what? Naris. Is that true? I needed V'yatzachinim. Why did I need V'yatzachinim? I could have figured out on my own that the second phrase Ein Kesef meant Naris. Because Ein Kesef Lodon Zev, Yesh Kesef Lodon Acher. The father only gets the money. When does the father have the ability to marry off? Only when she's what? Only when she's a what?
No.
She's a Nara. So why does the Gemara say we discovered America and say, oh, V'yatzachinim tells me the Ein Kesef's talking about what? Naris, and V'yatzachinim's talking about Bagris. I don't need V'yatzachinim. I know Ein Kesef is Naris. And then I can figure out on my own that what? There's nothing for me to talk about, Lamais. I can figure that out on my own. I don't need V'yatzachinim. You don't need V'yatzachinim at all. It's a great kasha. That's Tysus kasha. Very strong kasha. What do you need V'yatzachinim at all for? V'yatzachinim was the linchpin. V'yatzachinim told me the Ein Kesef is talking about what? Talking about Naris. Okay? That's the kasha. We got it? Pinchas, you got me? Okay. So what do you say? Go ahead. Go ahead, Daniel.
Go around.
So what's Tysus's answer? Let's get the answer. What does Tysus say? He says, if it wasn't for Yatzachinim, what would I say Ein Kesef's talking about? Ein Kesef and the Yitura the Yud. What's the extra Yud? Remember, could have said An Kesef. Remember the Gemara on the top of the Yomud? Before the break? Could have said An Kesef. You don't need Ein. What do you need the letter Yud for? So that you could have established Ein Kesef and the letter Yud as being what? One for Naris, one for Bagris. And Ein Kesef Lodon Zeh, V'yesh Kesef Lodon Acher Lav, I wouldn't know about it. I wouldn't even know it. You follow what I'm saying? I wouldn't even know it. So therefore, I wouldn't know it. Therefore, we need the drash of Yatzachinim. Because don't give me the business that you just have Yatzachinim. Yatzachinim would tell me what? Ein Kesef on its own would tell me what?
Naris.
Would tell me one is Naris and the extra Yud tells me but Bagris. So if that's the case, I would not know that the father gets the money when he's Mekadosher. So therefore you need V'yatzachinim to tell me Bagris. Ein Kesef tells me what?
Naris.
And what does the extra Yud tell me?
Bagris.
That the money goes to who?
Father.
The father. Done. Three halachas. Okay? The three halachas. Naris, Bagris, and the father gets the money. Okay, that's Tysus Teretz. We got it? Okay. Now, Lamaisa, this, okay, we got it, Clor? You got it? So what are the three halachas? The three halachas are what? Number one, what? That she goes out Naris. Number two, she goes out of what? She goes out of Bagris, right? Got to be able to open me some of these windows, yeah? Start eating more. I got to start eating more Wheaties. Okay, good. What'd you say? Then this one also opens a little bit. Yeah? Are you okay? You don't want it open? You'd rather have it? Yeah? Okay, good.
Careful with your fingers. Empty.
Okay, this one opens a little bit. If you will, maybe we'll open a little bit later. Okay, we got it, Clor? You got it? So we got this Kiddush? Three halachas. Naris, Bagris, and who gets the money? The father gets the money. Okay, excellent. Now, Lamaisa, the Gemara says very beautifully here, a tremendous Kiddush that we have this model. But let's go weiter now in the Gemara, okay? The Gemara has a great kasha. So the first Shtukel Torah, who said the first Shtukel Torah today? Rabbah. The Amira Rabbah. That's the first Mahalach in the Gemara. The drush that we have is Rabbah. Let's go. Amarle Abaye, Abaye Asakasha, mi dummy, what's the comparison? Hussam Tre Gufe Ninu. Last time I checked, he said, someone that is pierced is a one body, is one person. The Chinami Kasav Rachmana Toshav, Nirtza, they're all one guy, Toshav Nirtza, Lo Yochal. Vahadar Kasav Idach, Have Sachir. And then it taught us what? It taught us Sachir. So Halacha Lamaisa, it taught us a permanent guy can't eat, and it taught us a temporary guy can't eat. That's a cloud that's called Milsa D'Asya B'Kavachomer, U'Milsa D'Asya B'Kasav Tarach V'Kasav Lakra. So the Torah says something that what? Something you can learn out through a Kavachomer. What's the din? What does the Gemara say? The Torah goes out of its way and writes a pasuk. Now what does this phrase mean? What is Mil Sodasi the Kavachomer Tarach L'Kasav L'Kra? Even though you can figure out through a Kavachomer, still the Torah says Torah goes out of its way and writes it down. So Abai is saying to Rabbah, what's your problem? What is your problem? What do we say by Toshav Sachar? The permanent guy doesn't eat the Truma, yes? So also the what? The second slot is what? The temporary guy doesn't eat the Truma. They both what? You can learn how to Kol Shekin. So what? The Torah says, even if you have a Kavachomer, the Torah still writes it. You follow me? So Abai says these are two different people. Makes sense, no? Elohacha. Elohacha, Chad Gufahi. What's Chad Gufahi mean? The woman is the same lady. She's 12 and she's 12 and a half. Elohacha, Chad Gufahi. Ki nafka la benaris bebagris my boy gabai. What is the Kasha de Gemara? Pinchas, let's get it now. What's the Kasha of the Gemara? This is never going to come up. Rebbeinu Shalom, you can't get to 12 and a half unless you're 12. So she's going to go free already. So don't give me this. How can you have such a scenario? Abai jumps on Rabbah. How do you ever have a scenario that a girl's ever going to go free when she's 12 and a half? She goes free when she's 12. The Torah doesn't write a category for nothing when it's not practical. It's never going to come up. That's how Rashi learns the Kashrus Gemara. I want you to get it. By a Nirtza and a Sahir, at least they're two different guys. The scenario can come up. A guy who pierced his ear never can eat Truma, right? And the guy that's a temporary guy never can eat Truma. But they're two different people. When are you going to ever have a case where the girl is 12 and a half, she went free already when she's 12. She went free already when she's 12, no? You're the Kasha? The father can't sell her when she's 12. Remember that, didn't we say? Can a father Mekadosh a girl when she's 12? Yes. To 12 and 12 and a half. But a father can't sell the girl. So Yoni never can have this scenario. You follow me? Look at the Rashi. Let's read the Rashi inside. It's a beautiful way the Rashi says it. When I was looking at it, that's a beautiful way Rashi says it. Everyone have the Rashi there? Rashi is the Chinami. Let's read from Hasum Trey Gufeninu. Nirtza Shenu Nirtza Shnei Gufenay. There are two different people. The Efchulio Shneim Bebeisul Shalcoin. You can have two different guys owned by the coin. They both can't eat. The Chinami Kasev Rachmana Chule Klomer Vafilu Pirish Akasev Nirtza Lo Yochal the Chazer Pirish Al Shenu Nirtza Vafabish Lohutzul Lakol. So you didn't have to write that. Haisi Yochal Tarz Lomer Avagav That Is Chir Mil Sadosi Bekavah Chomer. I could have figured it out. Still Tarz Lakasev Lakra. The Torah writes it down. One complements the other. Don't ask me that kasha. Why not ask that kasha? Why not ask that kasha? Why did you say why not ask that kasha? We're not skimming. Why not ask that kasha? What do you say? The first long line of Rashi. Why does he say don't ask me the kasha? Yichtov Nirtza first. I mean only. Because why what will I be Masber as being what? What will I be Masber as being what? Toshav. I won't be Masber as Nirtza. What will I be Masber as? As Sacher, correct. So we already answered that. Right? Aval look at this Rashi. Aval Hacha. Ta afke kromir shuse bin arusa. Here the Torah releases the same girl at the age of 12. Lo mishkachas lo, ama yotze bebagras. You'll never have a case in an ama going out of 12 and a half. Vehi kusav lan krum midi de lohave. Why would the Torah write a category that never happens? Lechtov naris behedi of a sulo. Just write naris explicitly and that's it. You're the kasha? You never, the Torah would never write something that's not shayach. Here you can envision it by two different guys, a nirtza and a nirtza. He owns two different guys. So you can envision it. Okay. Now, before we go right into Gemara, I want to point out the following. I once heard, I think I was, could be from Ravkin, actually, but I heard it explicitly from Razam Lechemia, okay? And that is the following, okay? I will have to erase it another time. I want you to get this klal. What is this klal all about? Milsa d'asya b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kosav l'akra. What does that mean? What does it mean? I think we once mentioned earlier in the year. What is a kal v'chomer? How do you translate a kal v'chomer? Don't translate it as logical deduction. It is not based on svarim. Tosis writes in Bump and See It on Gimel Amud Beis, okay, that a kal v'chomer is lo banui, is not based, lo banui al pi svarim. It is not based on svarim. A kal v'chomer is not based on svarim. It is not based on svarim. It is not well or correct to translate it as a logical deduction. Because the Gemara slugs up kal v'chomers all over Shas. How does it slug it up? With something called a pircha kol dehu. Pircha kol dehu. You'll say this category is an element that's blue, the other category is an element that it's orange. You follow me? Get rid of the kal v'chomer. Who cares whether one element is blue and the other category is an element that's orange? What do I care? There's a difference. If it was based on svara, I could care less whether one's blue and one's orange. But it's not based on svara. What it is, guys, is a kal v'chomer is not banui al pi svara. What it is a dimyon hadinim. It is a comparison between one din that's chamor and one din that is kal. That's exactly what a kal v'chomer is. Do not translate it as a logical deduction. It is considered to be a dimyon hadinim. We compare a din chomer with a din that's kal. And therefore, Avi, if we say that there's a dissimilar, if there's something that's dissimilar, we throw it out. Oh, this category has an element that's blue. This category has an element that's orange. Get rid of the kal v'chomer. If it's based on a svara, why would you ever slug it up? If it's based on svara, we never would slug it up. Because the dissimilarity doesn't destroy it. The fact is that it's not a svara. It is considered to be a comparison. And if you can find any slight difference, Yaakov, you get rid of the comparison. That's it. You get rid of the comparison, lock, stock, and barrel. Okay? Therefore, I think we can add on a chiddush. I think we once said this on our own. A lot of times, at least twice in Shas, I think even more, three times, the Gemara says, Lama likra hasfarhi. What are the three times in Shas? I think the Gemara says in Brachas, on Lamed Hei Amar Alf, the Makar of a Bracha on Birkas Nenin, before we eat, the Gemara has a Pusik. The Gemara says, what do you need a Pusik for? It's a Svar. I'm not sure if the Gemara uses that exact phrase, but it says El Svar. Where does it say it? In Ksubas, Peshas or Peshinter. A woman says she's in Eden. Second later, she says she's joking. Why do we believe her? Peshas or Peshinter. Gemara says, why do you need a pusik? It's a svara. Lama likra hasvarihi. If she asers, she matters. Motzi mechaver olav araya. Baba kama men vavam and base. You say that, owe your money? Bring me 280. The Gemara says, if someone's hurt, you go to the doctor. You have a proof that you owe me, that I owe you money, then prove it to me. Gemara had a pusik. Gemara says, you need a pusik. It's a svara. A svara that's stark is a way to learn how to... Remember we said there are five ways to learn how to Dindy Raisa? One of the five ways is a svar. One of the five ways is a legitimate svar. Lama likra svarhi. So what I'm saying is the following, guys. If a kal v'chomer, please get this down. If a kal v'chomer was based on svara, then you would never say what? Tarach v'kasav lakra. Because lama likra svarhi. A svar alone is enough. You follow what I'm saying? So it must be a proof that a kal v'chomer is not based on what? It's not based on svara. And that's why I say, tarach v'kasav lakra. The Torah still wants to go out of its way and write it down explicitly. But you can learn out to kneel through a kal v'chomer. So what? The Kal Vachomer is not Svara. If it was a Shtark, it was Svara, then Lama Likra. Then the Torah wouldn't write it. And we have evidence in Shas for that. Lama Likra HaSvarahi. What do we need a Pasuk as a Svara? Are you following what I'm saying? This is a very important Kiddush we're saying here. That a Kal Vachomer is based on what? Kal Vachomer is based on not Svara. It's just a Dimyun Adinim. It's a hermeneutic. It's one of the Yigim Omidos. It is not based on Svara. If it was based on Svara, then there is no way that the Torah would be Tarfa Kosov Lakra. That's the cloud that we're suggesting here. And the proof is from the Tais of Bab Metzia. Because a Kal Vachomer can be broken up with a Pirka Koldu. The slightest difference you can find between the two categories. Why would you throw it out? If it's based on Svara, okay, there's a little bit of a difference. What's the difference? No, that's not what a Kal Vachomer is. Kal Vachomer is based on what we say, what a Dimyun Hadin. Therefore, we have the Klav Tarfa Kosov Makro. Okay, everyone got that? That's the Kiddush we want to suggest. All right? So the Gemara says, you can say that from today until tomorrow by an Eved Ivri. But how are you going to say it by a what? How are you going to say that by who? How are you going to say that by a regular what? By a regular what? A situation of the girl is the same thing. You never have it in the Torah. You never have a case of it. She goes free at 12 before 12 and a half. So it's a bomb kasha. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. So Abai says, I disagree with you, Rabbah. Today, first we had a what? We had Rabbah, okay? Today, first we had Rabbah, right? Rabbah's first, the first stickle's Rabbah. Okay, Abai now has a great kasha. Abai now says a different shot. Let's see inside. Says Abai, Elamar Abaye, says like this, Lo nitzucha la bugger the island is. Lo nitzucha el the bugger the island is. Salkadai de chamine ben naris. Tepuk, bibagris, lo tepuk, kamash malan. Oh. So what's the hava meaning? What is v'yotzeh chinamein kasef talking about according to Abaye? Who's it talking about? An islandess. Now an islandess is the following. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Beferish, I want you to get this. An islandess is a girl that is sterile, unfortunately. It's like from the Lushan of Ayal. An Ayal is a male ram. Meaning she doesn't have the ability to have children. And I want you to get this. There are four simonim of an eyeless. Let's get them down, okay? Four simonim of an eyeless. Number one, this is based on the Gemara in Meseches Nida and the Gemara in Yevamos, okay? It says as follows. Rambam records this. Perik beis halacha dalet hilchos ishes. Beferish Rambam. Number one, she has no dadim. She has no breasts. Okay, that's number one. Let's get it. Number two, Tashmish Amita is difficult for her. It hurts her. That's number two. Number three, she doesn't have, the bottom of her figure doesn't look like a woman. Shipole Me'ayim are not like regular Noshim. And number four is she has a thick voice, a deep voice. So there are four Simonim. Let's get it down. And therefore, it doesn't show her that she's a feminine. Like Anisha. Okay? Now, what'd you say? First is the Ein La Dadim, she has no breasts. Number two, Tashamita hurts her. Number three is her figure, the lower part of her body doesn't look like a woman. Whatever, you know, as a woman. You know, a woman's figure is different than a man's, Pinchas. So it doesn't look like a woman. What number four? What's number four? Number four, she has a thick voice. Okay? So these are the simonim of an islands. Okay? Now I want you to get this down. The Rambam writes, in Pirik Bezuchos Yisulach HaDalad, you need all four simonim to be called an islandess. You need all four of them. The Rambam writes Beferish. However, the Tur in Simon Kufay and Bezim and Ezer says you only need one to be called an islandess. And the Meiri, right here, is Mistopic. He's not sure. He says if she doesn't have all four, she's a Suffolk islandess. The Tur says you only need one. The Ram says you need all four. The Tur says you only need one. And the Meiri says if you don't have all four, she's a Suffolk islandess. One of them makes her a Suffolk islandess. Okay? So you have three different shitas. And the reason the phrase islandess is from the word ayal, a ram, a male ram. That's a Rashi has an Erevin and Mem Zayin and Mem Aleph. That's where we have to know the phrase. Okay? Now, what are we talking about here? Abaye says, let's get it, guys. Abaye says, V'yatzachinim ein kosov. It's talking about what? Ein kes is talking about naris. But what is Yatzachinim talking about? A completely different topic. What's the case? Where he what? Where she was an islandess, a bogeris. So I would think that what? She was an omivria. What's the din? She has no puberty. So I would think that she has simone what? She has simone naris, lets you go free. Bagris does not. So I would think this girl would not go free. The Gemara's Havamin is, this is what I was asking a few guys in Seder. I don't really have a good answer for it. Maybe you guys come up with a Svara. But the Gemara's Havamin is the what? The only type of girl that goes free is what? What's the only type of girl that goes free? A girl that has naris. But Bagris, if she doesn't have what? Bagris? If she only has Bagris and no naris, she would not go free. What's an example of a girl that has no naris? An islandess. She remains a Katana until the age of 20. At the age of 20, they realize she's a Simoni, not islandess. She becomes a Gedola. And we're going to talk about, is it retroactive or not? Okay? We know if we get to it today. You follow me? So what's the description of an islandess? She's a Katana till 20. Then when she becomes 20 and she has all these Simonim, we call her a Gedola. And she's labeled as an islandess. So what's the Havamina, David? The Havamin in the Gemara is that if the guy sold his daughter, and he sold her when she's a bugger to islandess, means she is not able to have children, and what else? She doesn't have simon in Iris at all. When she turns 20, she has no simon in Iris. What's the din? She turns out to be a bulgaris. I would think that she would not go free, ever. I would have a Havamin that she would not go free forever, this girl. You follow me? Kamash Malan, what does it say? Kamashma, what does the pasuk say? She goes free. V'yatzachinim is what? Yaakov? Eli me bagris. Even who? What's a bayishtikal Torah? Even an islandess goes free. Now the Havamina bothers me a little bit. No, what's it? Do anyone have a svara for that Havamina? Why would you say that you need to have naris? Why would you say you need to have naris in order for a girl to go free? I'm not sure. Maybe it's just exerts a kusuf. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure. I looked around. I didn't see anyone say a svara. What'd you say?
That's
ain kesef. Okay. So you're saying it's exerts a kusuf. That's all. Yeah. Okay. So Ben is answering my kasha. Like I said a second before, he said it's exerts a kusuf. That an amivriya to go free has to have puberty. She has to have naris. If she has no naris and only has bagris, forget about it. So Ben Singh is here as a kosher, that's it.
If she doesn't have simon, then she'll never go out. One of the ways for her to go out is with simon.
The only way to go out is naris, right? Yeah. Naris, what is naris synonymous with? Puberty, simon, that she's becoming a girl. She's becoming a woman. So you're saying the same thing, but it's just exerts a kosher. Okay, I was just trying to think if there's any svara. I don't think there is. It's just exerts a kosher. The only way we have it exiting is what? Naris, Avi. And she's not a nara, right? She's a katana all the way to Bulgaris. Kamashman, that it's good. I'll be a locker. Kamashman, that it's good. Okay? That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's Abai's chiddush. So if I ask you, guys, Daniel, how does Abai touch V'yatzachinim ein kasef? What does Abai say? V'yatzachinim is talking about what? An island is bulgaris. What is ein kasef? Talking about a regular nara. Done. That's how Abai teaches it. What does Rabba learn? Regular girl. You may naris and you may what? Bagris. Isn't it a kolshke? No. Bozev, limit alzev. It's a hermeneutic, right? Because if you only had one, you'd think it's only talking about a what? A bagris. Yes? See, according to Rabbi, it's talking about a classical girl. According to what? According to Abai, you're splicing. The first part of the puzzle is about a fancy pshat of Bokeris islandess, which we had three sheets in Rishon about an islandess. Yeah? Whereas the second part of the puzzle is about a classical nara. You got to note these things, okay? We got it? Yoni, you follow me? Okay, yeah, what do you say, Pintus? Go ahead.
This island would still go out with Shaman and Yoga. No?
I can't hear you. What?
This island would still go out with Shaman and Yoga.
She goes out at Bagris at 20.
So,
yeah, we're going to get to it. Great. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. It's a great point. It's a great cash. All the Rishonim are bothered by it, okay? All the Rishonim are bothered. You know what? Let's discuss it now. Since you already asked it. Before we get to the Viking, let's get it. Okay? All the Rishonim are bothered by Pintus' cash. Let's get it, guys, okay? Well, we got a lot to see. Let's go. Okay? All right, you get the window a little bit more, yeah? Want to get the window? I'll get it. Wheaties, I got to eat my Wheaties, right? Let's see if I can do it a little bit. Oh, you got it? Good? Is that okay? All right, good. All right? We have to unwind this, and then we can lift that up more. Okay? But it wastes time. Let's go. Okay, we got to listen to this kasha. All the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. How is it shayach that you have this scenario? Okay? Pinchas asked, all the Rishonim say, she goes free at the end of 6 years, no? How do you ever have a case? How do you ever have a case when she goes to 20? You hear the kasha? When do you sell the girl? When must you sell a girl? Below the age of what? Your daughter. Below the age of 12, is that correct? Last time I checked, 11 plus 6 is how much? 17. She goes free before 20. How do you have this scenario? You understand, Nakasha? What did the Gemara say? That a Bulgaris Islandess, when she hits 20, she goes free. Done. Let me ask you a question. How do you ever get to that scenario? Yaakov, you follow me? How do you ever get to that scenario of 20? Where she's a katana all the way, she had no simanim, none at all, and then she goes to 20, and then we realize she's a gadola. She's a Bulgaris Islandess. How do you get to that point? You heard Akasha? You have to sell her before she's 12. So let's assume 11. 11 plus 6 is 17. She's already free. She's shun him, she goes free.
Before 12 or 12 and a half?
Before 12. Before 12. You can only sell her when she's a Nara. You have to sell her before she's a Nara. Yeah? It's a great kasha.
Bad account.
Okay, we got to make him a good account. We got to give him a CPA. We got to give him a CPA, Sy Sims, right? It's a great kasha. Okay, who asked this kasha? All the Rishonim asked this kasha. I want you to see that. And they quote it in the name of the Ravid. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all asked this kasha, b'shem the Ravid. Okay? It's a very, very strong kasha. Okay. So the... What'd you say?
Could it, like, be talking about Yud, maybe?
How's that going to help?
So she could stay for longer than 6 years.
She's still not married, though. She's not considered to be an Am Ivri anymore.
She's a new girl now. She's a new girl. She's a new girl if she got married, yeah. We're talking about a regular case, okay? You got this? We got the kasha? Everyone got a clue? Okay. So let's give the answers now. The Ravid says like this. Let's get it. The Ravid says, we're talking about the following scenario, and this is what he says. The father sold her when she was 16.
How does that happen?
Well, let me finish. You should tell me. What do you mean? She doesn't have some money, man. She's a katana. She's a constant katana, right, till 20. He sold her when she's 16 because she didn't have some money with puberty. He's able to sell her. And therefore, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is she goes free when she's what?
20.
When she's 20. Get it down, please. The Ravid says, I can't erase the board. She'll write it down. The Ravid says, I'll write it here, Ravid, 16 to 20. That's the code word. He sold her when she's 16. 4 years later, is 20. I was bothered by why the Ravid didn't give the example 15. Could have given 15 just as well, no?
14.
No, 14 because you want to make sure the Shay's shun it. You could say you want to isolate that you're going free because she's 20. I don't know why he didn't give 15. I was bothered by that.
I asked
Rabbi Solovsky to do that. He didn't have a terrace for that. I don't know why the Ravid didn't say 15, okay? I was bothered by that. But you got the case? The Ravid says he sold her when she was 16. Pinchas asked me, Rebbe, how was he able to sell her? What do you mean? She has no simanim. She has no simanim of maturity, so he can sell her, no problem. Al Pidin.
Yeah, maybe 16 is like the latest time that a girl would get menstrual, start to menstruate.
But that Daniel, that's not one of the simanim, though, you know? It's a good point, but that's not one of the simanim. Okay? I don't know, maybe he just wanted to make it clear, you know? He didn't want to get it, you know, he wanted to do another number away from 14. I don't know. But you should write that in your notes, that kasha we had. Why does he write 60? Write the answer, the Ravid, and why he says yes. Yes, Pinchas, go ahead.
And age isn't what prevents the father from selling her. The simanim, it's the nairus, right?
So?
I mean, I'm just asking. That's,
yeah, that's correct.
That's why it makes sense that he was able to sell it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Age itself doesn't make a difference.
No. No, it's all the simon. Correct. We just assume she's got simon at the age of 12.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so we got the teretz that arrived. That's the teretz that arrived. You got it? He sold her when she's 60. The kasha was, if she's a ketana all the way till 20, right, then she should already go free. If he sold her at 11, she'll go free at 17. She's shonim, she goes free. It's a mishnah. What that? You're dalal mebeis, right? It's a mishnah. No, the case is he sold her when she's 16. Then she goes free when she's 20 because she has no simonim. By the time she comes to 20, poof, she becomes a gedola. Yes, Daniel.
Four years later, we're not positive that she's an eyeliner. 4 years later.
Yeah, we are.
So,
at 20, if she has no simon, then we know she's an eyeliner. Done. We're done.
So, wouldn't that when you can't sell a naira to?
Yes, you can if she has no puberty. That's what Pinchas was just asking. The only reason why you can't sell a girl at the age of 12 is because she has simonim.
Right.
But she had no simonim, so you can sell her when she's 16.
Meaning she's considered a naira because...
No, she's considered a ketana all the way till 20. She's a ketana all the way till 20.
We don't say...
She's an islandess.
We don't call her an islandess bulgaris. We call her a ketana.
We call her an islandess bulgaris at the age of 20. Correct. But she's a ketana all the way to 20. Now we're going to talk about, if we get to it, if we have time today, is she lafreya a gedola at the age of 12? We'll see. So machlis rav shmuel yivom stop pay. Okay.
How can you make
it's a different gemara?
How can you make that regarding everything, all the work she did?
Okay, we'll talk about it. It's a good point. Okay, but we got the answer to the rivet. Yeah, go ahead, Pinchas.
Until she, from let's say the age of 14 to 20, is she considered a suffix islandess?
No, well, poshup shot not. She's a ketana. Poshup shot. She's a ketana till 20.
But there's no, and then there's no stage of suffix islands.
Well, the Miri says, remember, he said if you have one simon, you're a suffix island, so you have all. But let's assume she's a ketana.
Okay.
So
she's a suffix island.
Okay, but let's assume she has nothing at all. She's a complete ketana. Okay, we got it. That's the answer to the rivet. Okay, listen to this, guys. Please get it. Okay. The Ravid asks on this. This is what we're going to get into. This is all good, all well and good according to who? What's the machlokes between Ravid, Shmuel, Yevamah, Staf, Pei? In Yevamah, Staf, Pei, and Alf, when a woman becomes an islandess at the age of 20, does she become a gadol mafreya or not? According to Shmuel, let's get it down, it's mekanel havel. She's a gadol. According to Shmuel, let's write Shmuel down first.
In what case?
When at the age of 20, when she becomes an islandess, is she a gedola l'mafreya or only mikan l'havo from 20 on? Shmuel says mikan l'havo. Rav says she is a gedola l'mafreya. We'll get to what age, but we make her a gedola retroactively. You follow me? So therefore the Rav says, according to Shmuel, it works out beautiful that she's a ketana all the way to what? All the way to what age? All the age to what age? 20.
Yeah.
Till the age of 20. So therefore he could sell her at 16. But according to Rav, that she turns out to be a gadol at 20. And we say, lemafreya, we go back to age 12. Then what's the problem? How could he sell her? The whole answer to the Rav is he sold her when she was 16. But if you hold like Rav, that she's lemafreya, what? A gadola from the age of 12. How was he able to sell her? It's a Bob Kasha. That's what the Ravid asks on himself. So listen to this. Amazing. I was jumping on my seat with this Ravid. I had over my youngest daughter, I had her print out. I said a shigal teri from the Taz and the Shul. I remember in high school there was a portrait, picture of all the some Rishonim and Achronim. So I wanted to get that picture. She got me that picture. So I saw a picture. There's no picture of the Ravid on there, but there's a picture of Rashi, the Rambam, Rabbi Notam. It's amazing. I don't know if it must be the exact picture they had. There's no picture of the Ravid, though. But the Ravid asked this question.
Which Ravid? Also three of them.
Four of them. There are four of them. Yeah, okay. You're right. But listen to what the Ravid says. Listen to it. Unbelievable. The Ravid says, she's Lamafreya Gadola from what age? Not from what? Not from 12. From what age? No, from the time she gets simonim sris. Let's say the four simonim. Let's just, she has the thick voice, and then ain lo dadim, Once you have all four of those simonis ris, and also the shipulimeim, and also what else do we say? Tashrish koshelo. Once you have all those four simonim, let's say, she's a gedola only from that time. So plug it in. He sold her when she was what? Please get it. He sold her when she was what? No, 16. He sold her when she was 16. But when did she get the simonis ris? When she was 17. When she was 17, so the mechira is a good mechira. Then when she becomes 20, she becomes a gedola mafreya from what age, Daniel?
From
17. When she gets the simonis ris. And therefore, like you said, the master's going to have to give back the maase adayim from what age? From 17 until when? From 17 until 20. Because when does she go free? When she's a what? When she's a gedola. She become a gedola at 17. So for 1 year, he could keep her salary. But from 17 to 20, he's got to give it back. Is that a sharp? That's what the Ravid says. Yaakov, you got me?
If she developed signs of islandness before being sold, it wouldn't work.
That's correct. According to the Ravid.
She's considered a gedola at that point?
She's a gedola from Simonis Sris. Whenever that'll be. Whenever the Simonis Sris emerge. If you think about them, all three of them are what? I guess the kol av is the clincher, because they're all negatives, right? Hey, she has no dadim, she doesn't have the figure, and what else? Tashrish kashalo, I guess the thick voice. Yeah. So I guess that's a positive, so that'll clinch it. Simonis ris, okay?
Could it be the case that I've sold from 16?
Yes. Let's chazer this whole mahalach here now. Let's go. Lamdonim here, guys. Okay, let's get it. Avi, you got it? The problem that all the Rishonim are bothered by is how can Abaye say, V'yotzachinim tells me, Bogrid the islandess. Bogrid the islandess? How do you have Bulgaris to islandess? She becomes an islandess at the age of 20. Gemara says, you won't stop paying. When can you sell a girl, David? Below 12, 11, let's say. 11 plus 6 at Chase Shunim, she goes free already, Avi. At 17, she goes free. How do you get it to 20? The case was Bogrid the islandess. That's the kasha all the Rishonim are bothered by. Namely, they quoted the name of the Ravid. The Rabban, the Ritva, Rashi, I'll call B'shem the Ravid. What's the Ravid's Terrence? Genius Terrence. He says, no problem at all. He says, you sold her when she was 16. And you sold her when she's 16, no problem. So therefore, you have the ability to sell her at 16 because she had no simonim. She's still a katana. You sold her and finished. 4 years later, she goes free because she becomes a gedola. That's only well good according to Shmuel that she's only a gedola mikana hava when she hits 20. Then she's a gedola going viter. But if you hold like Rav and Yevama Stachpeh, who says she's Lamafreya, what? She's Lamafreya, gedola from the age of what? 13. How was he able to sell her? Or 12. How was he able to sell her? He sold her at 16. What's the answer, Yona? What did Rav mean when she's Lamafreya, gedola? From what age? Not from 12, but when she gets Simonis Ris, which is at the age of 17, let's say. So he sold her when she's 16. The age of 17, she goes free. And therefore, what? Only for 1 year is he able to keep her salary. He's going to have to give the salary back to what? Back to her father. Back to her, even. Because why? She already was a gedola at the age of 17. She goes free. So you can't keep the maase adayim. And he's going to have to give it back. He's going to have to give it back to her. She's in charge. She's a gedola. Not to the father. Everyone got that, Chlor? That's the mahalakha to Riven. Ari, you got it? Let me say it again. How do you have a scenario that she's a Bulgaris of an islandess? That she became an islandess at 20, she's a Bulgaris. That's a Abaye's understanding of Yotzachinim. When can you sell her? You got to sell her below the age of 12. She's 11. At the end of 6 years, she goes free. That's 17. So how do you have a case where you get her to 20? That's the right, all the Rishonim's kasha. What's the answer? He sold her when she's 16. She's a katana all the way because she has no simonim. So he sold her at 16, and then what? And then 20, she goes free. That's all well and good according to Shmuel and Yevama Stachpeh, who says she's a gedola from 20 on. But if you hold like Rav that she's Lamafreya gedola from the age of 12, how was he able to sell her? You understand what I'm saying? She became a gedola at 12, and you sold her at 16. What's the answer? No, she's a gedola not all the way back from 12, only back from 17 when she had the simonis ris. When she had the simonis ris, that's at 17. So therefore, from 16 to 17 was a good maase adayim you can keep. 17, she goes free. You have to give back all that money that you had her work, her salary, give it back to her from 17 to 20. Okay? That's the mahalach of the Ravid. It's meiridik. That's the Mahalakha to Raiva. Oh. However, please get this down. I want you to get it. The Shar HaMelech quotes Ashitas HaRama, who argues and says, no way. She's Lamafreya Gedola from what age? From the age of 13. From the age of 13. And Rashi and Yevomis and Daf Pei Amar Aleph. You look it up. Dibra Maskel Nase. I'll read it to you.
Why 13?
Yeah, I don't. Why 13? You mean it should say, should be what? Should be 12 and a half, you mean?
It's a random number.
Yeah, he says Yud Gimel, though. He says Yud Gimel. You're asking, why should it be Yud Gimel?
Why can't it be 15 or anything else?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it should be 12, you would think, no?
Anything, yeah.
12 or 12 and a half. That's what they say. Yud Gimel. It's a good kasha. See, I was bothered by the same thing. It's a good kasha. In Yevamos and Daf Pei, please get it down. Rashi writes, in Yevamos Daf Pei and Aleph, he says explicitly, Rashi says in Yevamos and Daf Pei and Aleph, Dirmasko, what do we say, Nase? Yeah, Dirmasko, Nase. Rashi says, Beferish, Nase, Srislam, Afreya. He says, Aloshin. In Dibra Maskil, he says, Rashi's Mashmi says, "Ksuis l'chodor l'mafreya to come from shnei masar havi gedol." He says it's shnei masar, so therefore it's 12. It's not 13. So fix that. It's 12. I'm glad we looked it up. It's 12. She's a gedola from the age she's 12. So not everyone agrees to this rivet. Please get it. So there's a machlokes who's shown within Rav who says what l'mafreya. So let's write it down. Rashi and the Yad Ramah say 12. Shnei masar. And the Ravid says, Misimane Sris. Simane Sris. Okay? So we have two options. Shnei Masar or Simane Sris. Within Rav. It's a machlok you've shown him within Rav. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, I want to finish up this Mahal, then we got to get to Chumash. The Shar HaMelech writes, well, let's finish this up then. Okay? The Shar HaMelech writes, that's what the Shar HaMelech quotes in other shittas. But the Ramban gives his own teretz. Okay, please get it. What's the Ramban's teretz? The Ramban gives his own teretz. And you're going to have to give your own teretz. Because if you learn that it goes back to what? 12, you're stuck again, right? How could he sell it, right? See, the Ravid solved it by saying go back to 17 when she got some on his wrist. But if you go back to 12, you're finished again. So the Ramban must hold like that. He gives his own teretz. Listen to what he says. Unbelievable. Please get it down. The Ramban says he sold her when she was 10. What's 10 plus 6? 16. When she gets to 20 and we find out that she's an islandess, turns out that she was Lamafreya, a gedola from 12 and a half. And therefore the master has to return all the back money from after 12 and a half. That's the Ramban's case. He sold her when she was 10. She goes free when she's really what? 16. So where does Islandess come in? Islandess comes in that when she's off on her own. She's 16. But it turns out that we realize she's an Islandess at 20. So then he said, oh man, she's an Islandess at 20. I better go back and say that sale that was done, he ripped her off. Because only from the sale was good from 10 to what? To 12 and a half. But she becomes a what? She becomes a gedola from the age of what? 12 and a half, says the Ramban. Please get that down. He says 12 and a half. That's explicit, Zvi.
So 12 and a half to 20,
from 12 and a half to 16, she should keep her own salary. So she's going to get that money back. That's what the Gemara is talking about. That's what it means, v'yotzachinu. That says the Ramban. Everyone got that? So according to the Ramban, you got it, Daniel? I'll say it again. According to the Ramban, what's up, Shah? So the Ramban learns that Lamafreya, she's a gedola from what age? From 12. So how do you sell her when she's 16? Therefore, he doesn't like the Ravid's case. He's got to come up with his own answer. What's his own answer? The Ramban's answer is like this. You know what the Ramban's answer is? I'm going to write it down. 10. He sold her when she was 10. We'll write 10, 16. She goes free at 16. But then they realize at 20 she's an islandess. So that means Lamafreya, she's a gedola from 12 and a half. So therefore all the money, the salary that this guy kept the auto from 12 and a half to 16, he's got to get back to her. That's what it means in the Gemara. Bogra Dailanus. That's what the Ramban says. Now, Tzvi, the Mishnah Melech and the Chazon Ish ask, why does he write 12 and a half? What should it say?
12.
It should say 12. Please get that down. The Mishnah Melech Nechzavonim, Perek Dal Lechav, the Chazon Ish asks, should say 12. What do you mean 12 and a half? Rashi Lemaisa says 12. We just read it. And that pay, right? Oh, but what's the pshat? I'll tell you why 12. Because why? Why would you say 12? Why would you say 12? Does this girl have any naris?
No.
No, nothing. She goes straight from a katana to a bogeris. She skips it. So the bogeris starts for this girl what age? No! Oh. What age does this girl start bogeris? This particular girl. 12! Because she has no naris. She has no puberty. Normally a regular girl's katana, nara, bogeris. This girl has no simani godless. So she goes katana and then what? Islandess. She goes katana and then bogeris. There is no naris for this girl. Therefore, what's the age, Daniel? 12. According to Rashi. Let's write it down, please. Rashi says 12. Just broke. Rashi says what? Rashi says 12. I must have been really eating my Wheaties, right? Rashi says what? Rashi says 12. Not 12 and a half. And there's good reason to say what? 12. Why would you say 12 and a half? I'll tell you why 12 and a half. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because the bottom line is, there is no concept of a bagrus, according to the Rabban, until 12 and a half. How, definitionally, the Rabban says you cannot talk about a bogeris less than 12 and a half. That's why he says 12 and a half. And the Note of Yudah writes the same thing. Madura Tinyana Ibn Ezra Simon Mem Gimel Dimask of Adah. You never found bogeris less than 12 and a half. Done. Same thing by an islandess. That means she's a katana till 12 and a half. At bogeris, she becomes 12 and a half, literally a gadola. And Rashi says no. Rashi says she becomes a gadola at the age of 20, and that's it. Done. This is the Mahalach, guys. Amazing. That answers this bomb kash all the shonim. Abaye. Abaye says, Ashir Kloli. Bogeris to islandess. Bogeris to islandess. You never can have such a cage. She's an islandess at 20. You sold her 11. 17, she goes free. That's the kasha. The Rabbi gives his mahalach, which we said is good according to Shmuel, according to Rabbi Thivolo. Then he said, no, it's l'mafrei l'simanei tzuris. The Ramban doesn't buy it. The Ramban says l'mafrei from the age of 12. So the Ramban's got to give his own teretz. He sold her when she was 10. And then she goes free at 16. But she became 20, we see that she has no simanim, the mafreya, she becomes from the age of what? From the age of what? This Ramban says, from the age of 12 and a half. It should be 12? No, he holds his no bagrus till 12 and a half. Rashi says not the way. Okay, everyone got it? Okay, let's get to Chumash, guys. We'll pick it up on Sunday, B'ez Hashem. We've got to do more halach and Chumash too with me at the end. Halach and Chumash. Well, let's get to the Chumash. Start precious. Everyone should be charged up. Shai Mikra, right? I'm going to do it. Okay, we should at least try, right? Try the best we can. But not on the expense of the other learning. Try the best you can. You're sitting around doing nothing. Take out a chumash. Let me have that chumash there. Yosef, the chumash right there? Yeah, on the top there. Yeah, that chumash. Yeah. Any chumash. Yeah, it's fine. Thank you. Okay. I want to speak a little bit. Sometimes, you know, we focus on, and I have to tell you, if you look at the Ramban says Hashem created Hilul. You know what a Hilul is? Some type of mass. From the mass, he created the whole world. And the Klechem asks on the Ramban, why did Hashem have to create a mass? Just let him create it totally what? Totally the way he wants to. Yesh me'ayin. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates something from nothing. There's yesh me'ayin, yesh me'yesh. No man has the ability to go yesh me'ayin. I don't care what kind of magician you are. Only Hashem can do yesh me'ayin. So it could be the reason why Hashem created it that way is because he wants to give us a model that we should also be creators. He created the world Yesh Miyesh, the world from the Hilula, so we should also try to do the same. So we should try to be creative. You should try to think in Torah, try to be a person that thinks about Torah. You know, the famous Tosis and Brachas in Yonav from the Beis, we know that famous Tosis. Why don't you have to say Birkas HaTorah and Seder, at night Seder? Yonav from the Beis, because you, even though you're doing the secular studies in the afternoon, you're not miyayish retired. Like the Rav said, there's two types of awareness. There's an acute awareness, and there's a latent awareness. When a mother that just had a baby goes to the grocery store and leaves the baby at home, her acute awareness is the goods right in front of her face in the store. But what's her latent awareness? The baby. Same thing when it comes to a yid, the Torah. Even though you're in your college classes during the daytime, from 3 to 8, whatever it is, but you have the latent awareness of the Torah and your connection to the Torah. There's always that connect. You don't have a disconnect. Therefore, you don't need a new Birkas HaTorah. So in the same vein, we have to be creators. Hashem wanted to model His creation of the world. He created a mass, and from the mass, He created the world. We should also try to be Yesh Miyesh. It's a good message, guys, to be creators. Just try to think. Think of this Torah. Try to think about that rhyme. It's Torah Shabbat Peh, V'gisa V'yom V'lad. You know, it says that Haftorah, and you saw it in Sukkos Torah. It says, Lo Yamush, Sefer Torah M'picha. That's exactly this vor. Lo Yamush. Yoshua said, don't let that Torah be removed from your mouth. Lo Yamush, let it always be latent there. Always there. Okay. But I didn't want to speak about the beginning of creation. But that's a good message. I want you guys to really, really try to internalize. But I want to speak about Kayin to Hevel. If you look at the presentation in the Chumash about Kayin to Hevel, it first presents the Chumash, the Torah Kedusha, the job of Hevel before Kayin. And it's out of order. First it said Kayin, then Hevel. Then it gives the job of Hevel, and then what? And then Kayin. What's going on? It's very bizarre. Why is it out of order? Who asked this kasha? The Panach Raza asked this kasha. Okay? It's in Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis. Okay, it says, Vatosef Laletis is Ochivis Havel, Vayihevel Roetzon, Vekain Hayovid Adoma. Kain was born first. Why does it say his job first? What else did it say about Kain? When Chava named him, it said what? V'adam Yodah is Chava Ishto Vatar Vatele is Kain Vatomra Kanisi Ishiz Hashem. Says the Panach Raza, and this is very, very important for you guys. And I give you Brach V'Atzlocha with it. It is so critical to choose a career that you're going to be happy in. Kain's career was supposed to be Kanitz Yish Hashem, supposed to be Klei Kodesh, supposed to be Ovid Hashem, to be a Rav, to be a Mechanech, to be a Rebbe. And what does he do? He looks at Hevel, that's a shepherd, and he says, oh, he also wants to do a job of Gashmis as well. So he becomes an Ovid Adama. That's what the Panach Raza says. Because Hevel's job was something he wanted to do. Kain was supposed to be Kanitz Yish Hashem, but he just imitated. And he was a follower. He didn't do what his heart yearned for. Now we can add on, it led to disaster. It led to murder. Now I'm saying it's a bit extreme. But you have to choose a career. The Chovos HaLevavos discusses at great length. Is to choose a career you're going to be happy in. Now I'm not saying it's easy. That's why I wish you a brach of Hatzlacha. You take courses. You do something because you want to be happy in your life. And that's part of Simcha. And it doesn't have to be dafka learning. Okay, I love all you, but if you're not going to be happy, no. Do you know the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Gimel that there are three guys Hashem cries about? One guy is the guy who could learn and he doesn't. One guy is the guy who learns and doesn't go to work. And the third guy is the guy who lords over the seaboard. It's about guy. The second guy, which Shem Tishlit, the one said to us, why is Hashem crying about a guy who's learning and he should go to work? He's learning because he's not going to be happy. He's not happy. He shouldn't dedicate. If he doesn't want to go into chinuch or rabbanus, then don't do it. You have to do something that's going to make you happy. Oh, everyone's got to learn. Don't get me wrong. Morning, evening, got to be yoshivs. You got to learn now when you're in yeshiva. When you make that choice, l'maisa, to go out in the world, you have to choose something you're going to be happy with. To the degree that Hashem cries about that. And it led to such a terrible, terrible thing. And the truth of the matter is, I think this type of philosophy, the Sefer HaYikarim, who's one of the Rishonim, says he brought from the Pri Adama. Why did Hashem ignore the Korban of Kayin? But he listened to the Korban of Hevel. You know why? Because what did he think? He thought Pri Adama. He didn't give the best. He should have given fruit trees. He gave Pri Adama. He wasn't happy. You know what happens when you're not happy? You don't do a good job. He doesn't give the best stuff to Hashem. Hevel brought from the best stuff. His name is Hevel Avon because he's working in Gashish, but at least he's happy with what he's doing. And Hashem listened to his korban and accepted it. And you know what the philosophy was? The philosophy was, oh, we cannot touch animals. Cain wouldn't touch an animal. He said that human beings are not over animals. Cain said, for Hashem, of course, that's good. No, and Hevel said, of course you can offer an animal. It's for Hashem. Cain said, no, no, no. But then what happens? Listen to this for Krump philosophy. Then when Cain sees that Hevel's korban is accepted, what does he do? According to Sefer Yikarim. He sees that, well, that man is what? He sees that man is Moshe Lana Behema, right? So what does he ultimately do? He takes it to an extreme and he kills a guy. He kills Hevel. Because he says, oh, you're Moshe Lana, not just animals, you're Moshe Lana other people. So he actually kills one. He kills a human being, Hevel, in order to say to mocker him to Hashem. So that, you see what we're building up? The degree of unhappiness led them not to bring good stuff, and then led them to go to such an extreme that, oh, you see, Hashem accepted your korban, Hevel, that you can be mock of an animal, yes? So there must be that people can be most of other people to the degree you can kill them. I'm just trying to bring out that it's such a critical thing to be able to choose something you're going to be happy with, and that you can contribute to the oil. And the truth of the matter is that that's why the Medrash says that shatness came from this. Shatness, this concept of we have Cain and Hevel, the different occupations, you can't mix them. You can't mix it. Because the truth of the matter is that, you know, we talk about shatness, wool and linen. You know, one is pre-Adama from the ground, linen is from the ground, flax. And you have wool from animals. You can't mix them, guys. And what we want to say is you can't mix them. You know what that means, you can't mix them? It means you try to find something you'll be totally happy with. Not a little bit. Not a little bit. Okay, nothing's perfect in life. Only Hashem is perfect. But Lamais, you want to try to keep optimally. Choose something optimally you're going to be the most happy with. So that's why you take different courses. You take Lamais, you know, you might take... different classes for Torah, you know, Lamaisa. Besides for Seder and Shir Lamaisa, maybe you become interested in becoming a mechanic or going to Rabbanis. Try to get an array of different things. Accounting, whatever, sciences, whatever it is. Law, medicine, whatever it is, but you get an array of it. Don't always be a follower. Look who was the follower. Look what happened to him. I'm saying it's an extreme example. But I think the Torah is giving us a very powerful message here. And the truth of the matter is that Hevel and Noach's korban was acceptable. Adam also brought a korban, but Adam's korban was for who? To attack that faith. Hevel's korban was ran from Nechoach and Noach's because it was to become close to Hashem. It wasn't an alternative motive. It was just for Hashem. It wasn't just to attack and a faith. And the truth is, the Medrash Tanchuma says, of all the korbanos in the world, what's the best korban? The Ketores. The Ketores is for solely for Hashem. It's not for any kapara for a human being that he did any chatoyim. So we have to think. You look at there's different nuances in Bresh. You know, the Rugged Shover says, why did Hashem give leather the first clothes? Because they couldn't say a Shekhana, they were naked. And we don't say a Shekhana on leather because it says we kill an animal. Hashem racham alakom masav. So Hashem gave them leather so they wouldn't have to say a Shekhana. They're different nuances. You know, we talk about Nasa Adam Etzalmenu. You know what the Chanukah Satorah says? A Baal Gaiva is like an Avodah Zoronik. Why isn't a Baal Gaiva like an Avodah Zoronik? Why is that? Because how do you read the Pasuk? How does a Baal Gaiva read the Pasuk? Nasa and Mitzalmen is like there's two gods. Nasa, right? We. There's only one God. The message was Hashem wanted to teach humility to us, to another. So a Baal Gaiva is an Avodah Zoronik. Because how does a Baal Gaiva read the Pasuk? A Baal Gaiva reads the Pasuk literally. So therefore, it's two. It's Avodah Zarah. A Baal Gaiva is like Avodah Zarah. Fakir, that puzzle is trying to teach humility. So many nuances just in Brachos. You have to look for them. But the message we want to give out is the first was to be creator, but the second Iker message is to think about how am I going to be able to be most happy in life to be over that Kodesh Baruch. And the most important thing, of course, is you'll marry a woman, Lamaisa, that will make you most happy. But number two is to choose a career. Both going both ways. Learning and if you're not going to learning. Because that was the downfall of Cain. Panisius Hashem, and he turns out, he says, oh, he was a Roh Tzon, let me also be a what? Be Ovid and Gashmius as well. And he brings the worst stuff, and he ends up taking a message from him, and he ends up killing the guy. These things can't mix. Shatness comes from this. You either take a korban, an animal, or you either take from the agriculture. Don't mix them. Wool and linen cannot be mixed. So, a bracha to you is that a Kodesh Baruch should give you siyata d'shmaya, that you choose what you're most happy with, and you'll be talmidim of Hevel, who brought the best stuff, and was the most happiest, and we won't fall into the traps of Kayin and what he did. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. I wanted to announce, now, Biz Hashem, I'm going to be here for Shabbos December 2nd. It'd be great if all the guys could stay here at Shabbos. So maybe you put it in your computer or whatever on your calendars. And...